Welcome to Straight Talk with Carly Lissa Thorne. And I am really excited today because today I have Mitchell Levy. And we're going to be talking about thought leadership. And one of my favorite things that he's involved with is Thinkaha and his AHA amplifier. And he has some great, I would say, nicknames that he uses. So I'm going to let him tell you what those are. So welcome, Mitchell.
Carly, thanks for having me. You know, we all wear, particularly if you're working for yourself or a smaller company, we all wear multiple hats. And at most, I always talk about two, you know, although there are more than that I play with, right? Because you always want to find partners to do interesting things. So there are two parts of me. One part is the speaker consultant, and I talk about thought leadership. And my title that I like to use there is thought leader architect. Because what thought leadership is, particularly at corporations, is figuring out how to pull social media, traditional media, employee engagement, and customer advocacy together. And as a result of being a thought leader and doing consulting work at corporations, one of the products, which is now a software company that you and I are excited about working on together, is a company called the AHA Amplifier. And the title I like to use there, because this is always the funnest thing, is the Chief AHA Instigator. So I want to encourage people to think about the new attention span in marketing, which is 7 seconds. And that's what the Chief AHA Instigator is. How do you get your message across? How do you communicate to people? It's basically a tweet. And how do you communicate what you need to do in 7 seconds?
Now, it's really fascinating that you bring up the tweet factor, and I'll tell you why. As you know, I have a sister company that all we do is social media marketing. And we can get through doors quicker through Twitter than LinkedIn, Facebook, Google, because it's something that's short. You send a message over, and they always have interns or they have their assistants scrolling through the tweet feeds. And when they see something that might really trigger them, then all we need to get a reply back. Versus, I notice with all the other platforms, they don't get past the gatekeeper.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've heard. I actually have some great friends and relationships. I've got a company now that I'm doing business with that we've chalked up about $40,000 worth of business together that originated from a tweet.
And I hear this over and over and over again. That's a simple tweet that's actually opened the gateway for a huge business deal over LinkedIn and all these other platforms. Not that all the platforms don't serve a purpose, because they do, and we'll get into that. So I would like to start with, A, what got you involved in thought leadership and creating the two platforms you've created? Where did you start?
So the last time I actually worked for a corporation was Sun Microsystems. I was running the e-commerce component of Sun Supply Chain, which was $3.5 billion, and that was in 1997. And so I like to catch waves. So the first wave I caught during the dot-com days, which was, you know, 97, 98 through 2001, I put on my speaker consultant, management consultant hat, and was an e-commerce guru. And if you remember the conference Convex, I ran 4 conferences for Convex. I created executive business programs for four different universities here in Silicon Valley. I did consulting at 100-plus companies. And then e-commerce was very cool during the dot-com days, but being an e-commerce consultant on the dot-bomb days was not cool. And so I started a couple of partnerships. We created a group called CEO Networking. I created a Silicon Valley Executive Business Program, just basically morphing my brand, which was very fascinating, very interesting. And then the next wave I caught was in 2005. And that was my interest in and seeing the democratization of book publishing. So I started a book publishing company called Happy About. And what I like to do, like I said, is find partners. So I found partners and we created different brands. So I have a brand called 42 Rules, which is comprised of 42 500-word articles. And we've got 25, 26 books in there. Got a brand called Thinkaha, which I've renamed my company, which I liked a lot. A Superstar Press, Quick to Publish. We publish all books for the $2 billion EDA firm Synopsys. And so what I like to do is find people I want to work with. We create something that makes sense, and then I put infrastructure behind the scenes, and so we've got a series of book publishers. Since 2005, we've published over 400 titles, so quite a few books. But what happened in 2013 is I realized there was another trend I needed to jump on and something I needed to play with, and that was thought leadership. And when I started thinking about thought leadership and what I can do and how I can do it, I realized I've been doing thought leadership essentially even before I became my own person in 97, even at Sun Microsystems, I did the components of thought leadership. I just needed to bundle them and put them together so that people understood what it meant and how to act on it. And so in 2013, I put on the hat, Thought Leader Architect. I started speaking, consulting, and as a result, it's been a lot of fun because every engagement's slightly different. Lots of people think thought leadership is simply social media, but it's a whole lot more. If you're a company and you're paying for traditional media, how do you tie those two together? If you have employees, how do you get your employees to be actively engaged in what you're doing and to be advocates of your firm? And additionally, if you got customers, well, if you're not in business, if you don't have customers, how do you get them to be advocates as well? And so that sort of four-prong approach of thinking about those areas from a consulting perspective is different for every firm I talk to, but it's absolutely necessary.
So a couple key components I love that you mentioned was that the compilation. It's not just one thing or a statement. You know what I'm saying? So you have the quotes. However, it's the viral effect, which you created with the AHA amplifier, which is so important. And also, you're talking about how to get employees engaged and get your team engaged. So you're bringing up the topics of collaboration. And I keep on telling people over and over again, there is no I without the we, right? So,
absolutely.
And so I talk a lot about we leadership or collaboration. And again, thought leadership is about that. Even though most people think of just being a leader as an I, you need to get your team engaged. And because it's not just that we are our brand, our employees are our brand. So if we don't get our employees on board with our organization and wanting to play with us and getting involved in a collaborative effort, you're not really going to have a successful business.
Agreed. And by the way, do you know Judy Glazer? So we did, yes, the book 42 Rules for Creating We. That's one that we published.
Ooh, I love it.
You talk about we.
I created socialwemedia.com, socialwemedia.com. You know, I did a lot of domains that were like socialwe. I did a lot of stuff with the we. We leadership, because it's just so many people are focused on their title and having, like, I love your titles because, again, it brings in creativity, spunk. It's not the stereotypical dogmatic titles. And I think that also brings that creativity in. So getting to the social media aspect and the viral aspect of everything, let's touch upon a little bit on why you created the AHA amplifier.
So the interesting part, I'm trying to figure out, let me show a graph that sits. So I'm going to grab a screen share for a second. And let me show something that exists on the ThinkAHA website. So for anyone who's watching or listening at any point in time, you can go to thinkaha.com. And then there's a tab there that is called Thought Leadership. And the first definition is actually the definition of thought leadership. And I assume you're seeing my screen now?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, perfect. So to answer your question, when I first started thinking about thought leadership, and as a marketer, you got to have a 2x2. So I came up with a 2x2 audience by content. So if you have no audience and no content, by definition, you're unknown. If you have a relatively large audience in terms of who you want to meet, but your content's very narrow, you're really just focused on things which are very specific to a company, guess what? You're an evangelist. On the other hand, if your audience is small, but you have a lot of content and you're really smart at what you do, you not only know what you're doing, but you know what your competitors are doing, you could really paint a good picture. I call that the expert. And largely where the consulting firm spends energy, so where ThinkAHA spends energy, is helping to turn corporate experts into recognized thought leaders. Now, there's something that's super important with this definition. And that is, when I use the word audience, it's the audience that you want to reach. So a really easy example to put your arms around. I've got about 100 domains. Actually, I've got 200 domains, probably about 15 or 20 that are active. You've got many of those as well. So let's say one of your domains are down or there's something funny going on. What are you going to do? You're going to try to call your web hosting provider, but most likely you'll end up with a chat session with your web hosting provider. Now, you're going to be talking to the person responsible for solving your problem on the other end. guess what that person is to you? That person is your thought leader. Because when they come back with an answer, you know, and the firm I use has 20,000 customers. When they come back with an answer, I expect that answer to be the best answer for me based on the fact that there are 20,000 other customers who are using them. Now, they only need to be a thought leader for me or for the people they answer the phone on. So it's not the same as the Steve Jobs or Guy Kawasaki type thought leadership, but rather my interaction with them. So for the audience, if you take a look at here, the audience is the audience they talk to. They need to be the thought leader. They need to know not just what they do and what makes sense. So not only do they don't necessarily need to create originated content, but they need to present case studies, war stories from other clients that make sense to me. How about you? Does that make sense to you?
It really does. We have to be the problem solvers. So in other words, we are giving them the expertise, if you will, on what they need to do to solve their problem. And yet, so, and that's what we're looking for. If we're going to somebody, we want our problem solved. So yeah, that person was solving your issue.
Absolutely. So I just call that, now that person may be an expert, but in my mind, that's my thought leader, right? I know this sounds silly, but if you go to the mall and you're trying on shoes and you say, hey, listen, I'm a jogger and I need something that's going to support my arch, you want the person who's going to be helping you to be the thought leader. You want them to know the best and most possible to fit you into the right shoe, or, and this is why I like the Miracle at 34th Street, the movie, send you to another store if it's more appropriate, right? Because you're going to trust them like them more. So the audience is a big definition of what thought leadership is. So if you're talking about smaller firms, you could define the target you're going after. If you're talking about larger firms, geographically and vertically, you want to define an audience that is easily or more readily approachable. And the way you start your business, the way you approach your business, Carly, is you can create absolutely thought leaders within each one of those domains and a series of thought leaders within the domains you create. So you've already, you understand this, but I just thought I'd share that definition with folks.
And the other thing I wanted to bring up, because you mentioned this, you know, with your sites down, the advantage of having multiple domains is you can, and also, by the way, not managing 20 different websites, is you create your main website and you can have all those other domains click through, point them to the site you want it to go to. So I have a lot of authors where their PR people saying, no, you need to have a separate website for your book. You need to have your own website and a separate website for your book. And what I've saved a lot of my clients money from the aspect of, we create a page on the site that is literally a mini website dedicated to that one book. And then they obviously have those domains for the book, and we've pointed those domains. They may have multiple domains for the book, because sometimes they'll actually do the title of the book, and then they'll go to the title of the book, book.com, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And absolutely. Take it, it also generates SEO, right? So when the spiders crawl the page and they see a page specifically dedicated to a series of key phrases, that'll rank higher in the search engines.
A lot of people don't think about that. People always trying to sell them multiple websites. Well, who wants to maintain 5 websites, 10 websites? It's like one reason why, again, why I love your AHA Amplifier, which we'll get more into, is because everything is contained within there. It's one place. Put all your quotes in. You know, I can click them out. Other people can click them out. And then you're going to, you know, a lot more about it than I do, explain how it actually really works. But it's contained within one system. And you're getting your message out. People are now knowing what I'm a thought leader about. They see my quotes. They go over and over and over again. They're getting my ahas. They're getting my thought messages.
Absolutely. And actually, that's a great lead in. So this is another tab on the Think AHA website. And what I've tried to do here is replace the sales funnel with the now modern age thought leadership funnel, right? And what you'll see here, you could read a lot. If you scroll down, you could see a lot of people have videos, you know, so they've talked about different phases of the funnel, and feel free to listen to and watch, one of your favorite folks. But so the sales funnel has this word, awareness. It also has the word engagement, but here's where it's different. One, we go both up and down. Second, the funnel itself, typically the sales funnel gets narrower. So when you get to the bottom, what you're getting to is a much narrower focus. In my world, what I'm thinking is, instead of calling a prospect or a suspect, which are horrible names, let's call them future advocates. And you notice it also gets wider. And below that, we also have advocates. So here, your advocates should not only be your customers, right? You shouldn't try to make sure that your advocates are just customers, but this is where your advocates should also be employees. Your advocates can also be influencers in the marketplace. So people who like you want to talk about you, regardless of whether or not they're directly your customer or not, depends on the product or service, should also be advocates. And just like what you mentioned before, Carly, where you talked about creating multiple pages on a website, because the search engines will go to not just the home page, but they'll go directly to the page that's appropriate. If you're thinking about the thought leadership funnel, somebody who's a future advocate may actually come to you at any point in time. So for instance, if you know nothing about Think Aha or the Aha Amplifier, and the first time you're actually hearing about that is this particular webinar, or this Google Hangout, then we're right here. We're engaged, right? So you're listening, you're potentially paying attention. What's my goal? My goal is to turn you into a future advocate, and then from there, turn you into an advocate. At some point in time, and this is where with SaaS-based products, and particularly the Aha Amplifier, you sign up for free. The cost is you give your email address, right? So there's a cost because there's an email address, but we talk about we don't spam in any way. So there is a cost to sign up, but on SaaS-based products, your sign-up cost is relatively small, whether it's free or $5 a month or $10 a month. So if somebody says to me, Mitchell, it seems like you need to do something with your to-do list, right? You're not using Tootly-Do anymore. You know, you're not using the CRM's not doing it properly. Here's this phenomenal tool. Carly, if you told me what tool is phenomenal and I should use it today, guess what? I don't care what the product is. I don't care what the company is. You give me a link, I'll sign up. I'm immediately a future advocate. At that stage, though, it's up to how the product works. If the company has done a good job of turning me, in terms of using the product, from a future advocate to an advocate, that's the point in time where I go, wow, this company has done so well on Tootly-Do. Who are they and what else do they do? Right? So that's where the thought leadership funnel, people can come in at any point in time. And so it's a unique experience.
The biggest thing I love about that funnel is the one, like you said, the future advocates, because those become, as you and I both know, Bob Berg talks about a lot, is walking ambassadors. Who are your walking ambassadors? And the more people see your consistency, your message, right, getting all that out, those future advocates, and see the results, obviously, because all the credentials in the world, all the titles in the world mean nothing unless you can actually give the outcomes and results for your clients, right? They see that, like you said, they go to a site, they have the good experience, then they are going to become your walking, raving fans, which is below that, right? So then it becomes, they become an advocate for you. And that is such an important piece that people forget. It's like loyalty. Trust comes from loyalty. Once you have the loyalty and the trust, these people are going to be willing to go out there and share your message. Like, I really love your message. I love Think Aha. I love the Aha Amplifier. And we've been talking and figuring out, okay, how are we going to work together? How am I going to implement this into one of my businesses? And now that we're doing e-commerce and all this, how do we get all this stuff to work and get that message out more? Because I believe in you. And again, if you sent me a link to go look at, because I know, like, and trust you, I'm immediately going to go to that link, like you said, and sign up and then have the experience and then go from there.
So you're talking about the essence of thought leadership, right? It's about a human-to-human connection, and you trust and relate to your friends who recommend that you use services, and so, i.e., the more friends you can make, the better job you can do, the more people like, trust, and will recommend you.
Exactly. So let's get a little bit into the actual kind of the nuts and bolts of the Aha Amplifier, because I think it's such a huge important piece. And let's address why it's so important to use social media, to use a social media viral effect, if you will, and use the amplifier in terms of getting our messages out.
Absolutely. So I'll say goodbye. I'll go back on the screen share so I can actually show you. You know, the thing that became interesting to me with so this is what the Aha Amplifier looks like. Let me bring you to a specific book so it makes it easy. We'll do Kevin Kreitman. I love this story. And What's interesting about thought leadership, what's interesting about, in my mind, what the AHA Amplifier does, is your job as a person running a business or a service is to communicate, and in my world, communicate in 7 seconds to somebody why they should pay attention to you. So why the AHA Amplifier? Because I have an opportunity. We have all these thought leaders who have already shared content. And so there are, at the moment, close to 19,000 curated quotes in the system that you could share. Now, why would you share other people's stuff? I think that 80% of thought leadership is you sharing other people's content, whether it's curated or aggregated content. What it shows is that you are looking at the world, you have a broader view, and your view is one that when you talk to that future advocate, you're giving them the best possible answer because you have a broad-based view. So if you take a look at Kevin, I was talking at an event, and I was talking to Kevin, and I love Kevin because she's got a guy's name, but she's phenomenal. She's got a PhD in organizational development, and I said to, hey, who wants to do a book? And Kevin said, Mitchell, I could do a book over the weekend. So I challenged her, and she did. She actually wrote her book in 8 hours. We then published it 24 hours later, and she got our first client 10 days after that. And what I love about the AHA Amplifier is now, so she's a PhD. She calls herself the organizational mechanic, and so her quotes often deal with that. And I like this one. We'll take it 129. Painting flames on the side will not increase the car's performance, even if it looks cool. Right? So you can't, you know, obviously you can relate this in many different ways. And what's interesting, this is Kevin's content. This is Kevin's domain name, so she's getting credibility. And I could share this on Google+, LinkedIn, Facebook, or you mentioned Twitter. So let's just share it on Twitter. And all I have to do is click a button, and 3 seconds later, I've now shared this on Twitter. Now, what's going to happen? Most likely, sometime in the next couple hours, Kevin will see it. She'll share it with her network. What's interesting, though, is my network will see it. And there may be people in my network who find this interesting. And, you know, I may share it on other platforms and other mediums as well. And those people who find this interesting, I'm going to pay attention to them. So what I often do, and let's go back to the, we'll go back to the Activate page of the AHA Amplifier. What I often do is I look at the different AHA books. We just published Mark Miller's book on the AHA Amplifier today. It's telling me we have a, the more times you share, so every time you share 15 times, you get to unlock a new book. So Mark did The Secret with Ken Blanchard, and he's coming out with a new book, and we have an AHA Amplifier book associated with it. And so by definition, I've got to share something from Mark, but I'll do that. So what I'll do is I'll scroll down, and I'll take a look at different quotes and different authors, and I'll typically pick a theme, but I'll share, Carly, I'll share probably, I'll spend 5 or 10 minutes and I'll share 9 to 10 quotes. And so they don't appeal to everybody. If somebody's looking at my particular Twitter stream, they're going to see a lot of stuff. On the other hand, what will happen is a number of authors get excited about what I'm doing. And so when I come back and look at it, I'll end up with a lot of tweets, retweets, shares from different folks. And so I kind of like sharing as a thought leader architect, I kind of like sharing content of other people because I'm a big fan of saying 80% of what I share should be somebody else's.
Well, that's an important feature because A, it's collaboration. And that's what people, the more and more we collaborate, the more and more we share, to me collaboration is sharing, we're getting the message out of other people's. Now, obviously, you want to check, you don't just share things that from people that you don't know, and I mean that I do share things with people I don't know. However, I go look at the content.
Oh yeah, me too. Me too.
Share things from people you don't. It's like because I see things on Twitter and I'll have a link and people just retweet. Did you bother to go check to see where that link went? And it's either to a bot or a spam or you know it could even be a virus. So again, that goes back to the collaborational trust. Development, loyalty, and then know whose content you can share because you know that when they've tweeted something, they've vetted where that came from or they created, you know what I'm saying? So there's that likability, accountability.
If you're looking here, so this is an interesting book, which is a collaborative book. And by the way, for those who are thinking, man, how do I create one of these things? Well, what's really nice about this, there's a book publisher in San Francisco called Barrett Kohler. And what happened is one of the authors, so Eileen McDarr said, hey, I can create one of these things. And she sent an email out to a bunch of authors who write for Barrett Kohler. And if you take a look here, these are all the authors that responded. So if you send an email out to, let's just say 20 people, which is this, or you send out to a couple hundred people, or you send out to a larger list, let's say, you know, when you think about holidays, you pick a particular holiday and say, hey, what do you think about the one coming up? You got Valentine's Day, or you pick each month National Admin Day, or National Women in Technology Day, right? You pick a particular holiday, you ask, and one that's specifically relevant to your business. You ask people to comment back, and then you're giving them the creds because their name is listed here. And so I would say once you ask somebody to share content, if you get a couple hundred responses, it's about 4 hours worth of work to put an aha book together if you're now acting as content editor. So if you take a look here, these are different people who shared content. And what's fascinating about, and I'm sharing the next page now, what's fascinating is I not only am giving credit, right? You're not only giving credit to the author, but we're giving credit to the company who put it together, which was Barrett Kohler. So it's kind
and
of
that,
fun.
Again,
I'm a big crowdsource fan, and it's a great way to use the crowd to produce content that people will share.
And I can't emphasize enough the ripple effect, that actual viral effect, because like you said, you're crediting your author, you're crediting the people that put it together, so it goes out to their list too. It's on their Twitter feeds, it's on the author's Twitter feed. I mean, and every time it gets retweeted, it's on the other people's feed. And so that ripple effect is really huge. And that is getting your message out. And that is how you get clients and customers and people to actually hear your message, know about what your interests are and your passions and what you do and all that.
Absolutely. So I'm a big fan, because the other thing is, if there are people you want to meet and they've already written aha books, you share their content. You share somebody's content 4 or 5 times, and they're going to want to know who you are. So they're going to research you. Guess what? Let's say there's a bunch of people you want to meet, and you haven't. They're not on the Aha Amplifier. Well, what if you said and made a interview with them and said, "Hey, listen, I'd love to interview you. I'm writing a book. I've got a publisher. It's going to be a social media enabled ebook, and I'd love to have 5 or 10 minutes of your time." And you do a 5 or 10 minute discussion with them. That's enough time to come up with 5 or 10 quotes. If you want to play it safe, you then share the quotes to them and let them modify and update. But you write the book, but you include people you want to meet in it, and then you start sharing and have other people start sharing. Guess what? They're going to remember who you are, right? So it's a great way to reach out to people.
So I want to share with people how easy it is to do this. I know I wrote my, and I haven't actually put it in the system yet, but I banged out my 140 quotes and literally, I think it was like two, actually I did most of them in 2 days, and I think I had the remainder 20 in the third day or whatever. But explain to them what actually is the book. There's, 140 quotes and, all that stuff, just to give them an idea of really how simple and easy this is.
Oh, sure, absolutely. So if you look here, I showed you the Activate. You're now looking at a particular book now. We'll show the shop area. In shop, this looks like any other shop. So you end up with a cover, right? So you have a cover associated with a book. Oh wow, I've got to download these. Looks like we just released new books I wasn't aware of, right? So it's interesting. So you have a cover. If you click on any of these books, once you own them, I love Chris Edmonds' Workplace Culture. Oh, here's a fun book. This is a book that was done based on the Intuit conference. And so we pulled content from the Twitter stream. Not we, but the person who authored the book actually pulled stuff from the Twitter stream. So if you take a look here, Steve Peterson pulled content from the Twitter stream, talked to other people, and then created a book from a specific conference, right? And it's been shared, and there's some good likes associated with it. So let's talk about how do you create one. So an aha book is 140 Twitter-sized quotes. If you go to ahaamplifier.com, one thing is, even before you sign in, there's a button here that says Become an Author. So I'm just going to click on that. And what it does is it brings you to a particular URL which explains, okay, what is the AHAI amplifier, how does it work? And when you're ready to write, you click on that, and in essence, there are seven steps. They're really, it's a little even easier than that because, you know, the first step is the what are the four questions? Typically, four questions are, who are you? What do you want to call the book? What's your bio? Right? So you want to be able to, for us, we want to be able to evaluate, does it make sense to publish a book like this? So four questions. You need this because this is also marketing material. The four questions you ask also become the content we use to actually share your book. Now, before you write, and I hope you did this, Carly, but we'll take a look at it. I have a one-pager on how to create good, compelling ahas, right? And because what's interesting, if you think about it, you have 140 ahas. You can call it a book, but normally when you think about a book, you have an intro and a conclusion, and the stuff in the middle flow together. With a social media-enabled ebook, you now have 140 opportunities for you to share content, for other people to share your content. And so each particular aha needs to be standalone. Now, one of the things I don't think I showed when we were looking at the AHAI amplifier, any one of those ahas could certainly create and contain URLs. So let me just go real here, right here, and I'll just show you. We did a book for Kari Anderson, and Kari actually has a book called Mutuality Matters. And in her book, look at that, there's more than one. K-A-R-E, here we go. So in Kari's book, it is it's a book on Kindle. And so if you take a look at her ahas, this particular aha has two URLs because she actually has two Kindle books, right? So it doesn't mean that the aha itself can't be marketing for you as well, but that's what we talk about in terms of the one-pager, how to create good, compelling ahas. Here on the we actually create an Excel spreadsheet so you can actually keep track of how many characters things are, and we like to create ahas which are 140 characters or less. Truthfully, when you do it, the aha should really be about 120 characters. You know, it's 140 with all this content in it, and so we create the cover for you. We do a copy edit. We also do a content edit. And that's where the answers to the four questions are appropriate because we get to see that you've accomplished the goals you want to accomplish. The one thing that happens is that out-of-pocket cost for us is about $100. So we spent $100 to create the cover, to actually do a copy edit and content edit, and we actually pass that along to you. So there's a $100 cost to actually put a book in the AHA amplifier. And we're not making money on that, but the goal is to, one of the things it does do is we've never had any crappy submissions, so it really does keep the riffraff out, and we're just sort of passing our cost along. And so that's really, this particular page is what shows how easy and straightforward, obviously we want your headshot as well, but it shows how easy and straightforward it is to create an AHAI amplifier book.
The other thing I want to touch upon is we talked about covers. You guys do offer the service of creating a custom cover, which also you're doing at a very nominal fee. So people have the choice of having the organic cover, you know, the regular book, you just, you know, 140 quotes, you do the, you know, the editing and all that, put it together, and then the people have the option of doing a custom cover if they choose, which obviously an additional cost. However, they can have a custom cover.
Well, here's an example, though, where Kari shared, so this is a cover for her Kindle versions. And so Kari shared this with us, and we included this at no incremental cost. So if you have a graphics person who creates a cover, please go right ahead, and we'll just use it as is. Or if you're taking, like, our covers are getting better. Our organic covers are really boring because I wanted consistency. And I got slapped around enough to realize that people don't want that. They want something that really strikes out. So you can tell we're making our covers even a little bit more exciting. If you look at these covers, this is from a firm, Weaving Influence, that every time they do promotion for a new book, they're actually creating an AHA book alongside of it because it just amplifies their book marketing efforts.
And I had talked to you about that. That's one thing I'm encouraging with my newest author that I've been working with lately, is I want her to do an AHA book alongside her launch of a book. So those AHAs are giving people kind of that extra edge as to why would they go read the book? Because I think those things, I think it's a really great marketing tool for your books. I think it's a great marketing tool for, on so many levels. So I really love this great thing you put together, because it is easy, simple. 140 quotes is not hard to put together. You can go through your articles and pull out key bulletins. You know, you can go through your webinars, anything you've done. I mean, I know everybody out there has content. All it is going back and visiting your content and yanking out and then making them more pithy, condensed, so it's an actual real quote that actually means something.
Yeah, I wanted you to see my smile, so I turned the camera back on. You know, what's interesting is if you're an expert in what you do, or even if you're a thought leader in what you do, you've got a lot of great content. And what the AHA Amplifier does is just repurpose that existing content. Because if today's attention span is 7 seconds, what can I say that'll capture your attention in 7 seconds? Right? Use the AHA Amplifier, you'll attract more future advocates, you'll make more money. Okay, use the AHA Amplifier, grab more leads. I mean, this just sounds a little commercial, so I normally never say stuff like that. But what you want to do is you want to say, hey, you can, in a very compelling way, talk about what you do, talk about your expertise in the industry, talk about how problems have been solved. And when they start seeing that, you've seen some of the ahas already, when they start seeing that, the next question, and you mentioned it as well, is if somebody writes something interesting, what do you ask yourself? Who are they? Right? So it's the start of the conversation. If you're listening properly and social, you now have a tool that if 80% of the content you share is somebody else's, you've got a tool where that content can be grabbed almost instantaneously. Spend 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day sharing other people's content. Spend the rest of the time, some of it sharing yours, and a lot of it interacting with your future advocates and your advocates.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. So since this obviously is not just a video, we're also doing a podcast, I'd like to for you to inject here actually saying some of the domains, and I always encourage people to spell them out too, because some people hear and they're not actually getting the actual spelling. So could you please tell everyone where they can find you? Where can they find the AHA Amplifier? And if you want to touch upon ThinkAHA, I'm totally okay with that, obviously, because I love everything that you do. I am one of your walking ambassadors. And you know, so where can people find you? Where can they do this?
Thank you. You know, I'm. If you Google the name Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, last name is Levy, L-E-V-Y, I've got some good Google juice. So you'll bump into a bunch of things I've done. Some of it may be super old, and you know, if you think it's inappropriate, let me know, and I'll figure out how to get rid of it. What you can do is end up going to go to LinkedIn. Feel free to connect to me. One of the best ways to get me excited about you as a person is, because it's so simple, create an AHA book. Along the way, my team will interact with you. If they've got questions, they'll ask me. I may get to interact with you. But when I start seeing that AHA book and start seeing you sharing, or just go to the AHA Amplifier. It's AHA AMPLIFIER. So Amplifier. If you want to cheat, you can just go to AHA AMP.com, and that'll redirect to the AHA Amplifier. What's that?
You're doing what I was talking about, taking another domain, and you know, people misspelling it, it'll still point to the right place.
Oh, absolutely. I've got a couple fun stories about that, but let's stay focused. And so the AHA Amplifier is free to sign up. We will at some point in time put a subscription model in place. We'll still have a try before you buy service, but we now have we're getting close to 20,000 quotes. So when you have that many quotes, being able to have access to all that and easily readable makes sense from a subscription service. So try it out today when it's still free. Try to use the tool. If you have positive or negative things to say about it, that'll catch my attention. I don't mind constructive criticism at all. So if you have ideas, suggestions, want to interact, please do. I'm always looking for people who want to take this to a new level. As you and I are talking about how do we bundle this into what you're doing, put an e-commerce engine around the stuff you're doing, and this being one of a number of things that you offer, but a service that you can rebrand and use under your brand. Very happy about that as well. And then if you want to see some of the thought leadership that I do, if you went to thinkaha.com, so it's thinkaha.com, you'll see it'll direct you to a number of different locations of the type of things I do. I do a show like this called Thought Leader Life. I think we reference that over here. If you Google thoughtleaderlife.com, you'll see that. I have a domain. You know, the .ceo is now a domain. So thoughtleader.ceo is... I'm sorry?
I said I know I have a few. I was shocked when they started doing that. Yeah.
Well, I actually picked up thoughtleader.ceo. So I'm officially in charge of curating thoughtleader.ceo. So, you know, if you go there and you go, Mitchell, we got to do ABC, hey, I'm very interested in listening to that. So I'm fairly easily reachable and look forward to connecting with everyone.
So then now let's tie all this back to why it's so important to actually use our thoughts and impact through leadership. So I think I really want to tie that whole piece back in. We talked a little bit about social media, why the social media viral effect is so important, the ripple effect, all that. We talked about, you know, what a great tool Twitter is, and actually obviously AHA Amplifier, how you can actually tweet out to all these different locations. So I want to tie that all back in because I think too many people don't understand that they are a leader. They are a thought leader. They just think it's like for a special elite group. It is and it isn't. It, you know what I'm saying? Because I think we underdiminish who we are. People don't realize that our messages are so powerful. There's always someone somewhere that's waiting to hear exactly that message that you have, exactly what you're teaching, exactly what you're writing about. And so I would like to tie back the whole component of leadership and then let you finish it out with all leadership motivation.
Well, thanks. Let's do something we haven't talked about yet. Think of a thought leader as the recognized go-to expert in a particular space, right? So in any space, and we talked about it a little bit at the beginning, but we didn't use the term go-to expert. So in your businesses, in what you do, are you the go-to person for X? And you just fill in the blank of what X is. Your job, you know, if you're advertising and marketing who you are, your job is to be recognized as the go-to. And once again, you fill in the X. Now, we have this phenomenal opportunity now because everyone has a megaphone. Now, if you megaphone and you're screaming out loud, hey, I'm the coolest thing in the world, come buy my product, you know, that's not very cool anymore, right? It's that megaphone, you know, you often see people standing at a corner screaming out and proselytizing something. And do you want to listen or do you want to get away really fast? Most people want to get away really fast. So what do you do? If you're the go-to person on any particular area, particularly it's the go-to person that where you are providing a product or service, you want to share that. You want to share that in small sound bites that resonate with the audience who are interested in you, i.e. you want to be recognized as the thought leader, the go-to person in your space because you're sharing really cool, really interesting ideas that your audience, your future advocates are looking at and go, I want to learn more. That's what thought leadership is all about. It's turning your ideas, your thoughts, it's everything you've done in the past, but put them now into these little 7-second bites. Start sharing them out there. And what's really important is not as much the sharing, although sharing is important, it's also the listening. Because listening is really showing that you care. It's listening to what people say, how they act. If you heard in my introduction, if you have something bad to say or some constructive criticism about anything that I do, I'm really happy to listen to it. I want to. Because what are you going to do? If you're saying something, maybe there's 99 other people who are not saying it. And if I fix it for you, I fix it for others. So I care about that. I care about those sort of things. And so I try to live the brand. I try to live the brand of not just the thought leader architect, but the chief AHA instigator. And I'm hoping everyone on the call has, as you're listening, you start writing down little notes. By the way, take a look at your notes. This conversation, a half-hour conversation, produces 40 AHAs, right? So take a look at next time you're sitting in a group or recording something or doing a webinar, start writing down things in little aha moments. Guess what? Every half hour you produce 40. If you do 2 hours worth of recorded conversation, you already have an aha book. So create these ahas, start sharing them, start listening. You will start seeing your business increase significantly.
As usual, I really enjoy talking to you because your mind is brilliant and I love what you're doing. And I'm so thankful that you took some time out of your day, even though we had some wonderful technical challenges at the beginning.
Thank you very much.
You know, it happens. Anyways, I really appreciate you taking the time to spend with me and share with the audience the wonderful AHA amplifier and what you do. And I think it's a great, amazing tool for people. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. And as I enjoy talking to you as well, because I like the way you think also. But this is great. Thanks so much for having me.
Wonderful. So anyways, you've been with your host, Carly Alyssa Thorne, and you can find me at CarlyAlyssaThorne.com, and that's CarlyAlyssaThorne, or you can go to my sister company, LinkedLocalNet.com, and that's Linked, LINKED, Local, LOCAL, Network, NETWORK.com, and encourage people to link locally, connect globally. Such an important thing these days, and that is part of the social media viral effect that you can actually see from Twitter, is you can meet people all around the world, and you can find people that are local and expand. So I encourage everyone to know that you are part of the ripple effect. You impact the ripple effect in this world. Thank you so much, Mitchell, for joining me, and I wish everyone a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks. My pleasure.